Luke, why was you dressed as a bishop this week?
Why was I not dressed as a bishop this week? I should be dressed as a bishop every day because I was filming something, Lucy, and I had to dress up as a bishop.
Oh, right. Star of the TV now, I am.
Well, obviously, I've always been a star of the TV, but no, I'm blessed, literally.
Oh, wow.
I was walking around literally blessing people all day.
Oh, my goodness. Surely you have to actually be welcomed into the religion.
Oh, nonsense.
Dear. Whatever dear it is right now. Time. Whatever time it is right now. Here's Luke.
Hello.
She's Lucy.
Hello.
This is Luke and Lucy FM. What's on this week's episode?
It's the one where we get giddy about gigs. For our 60th episode, we're chatting all things gigs, from some of the best musical or non-musical gigs we've been to and looking at some of the most expensive tickets that have ever been around. We're gigging it on this episode.
Yeah, there's going to be a riot.
Oh, hello and welcome to Luke and Lucy FM. We embrace you like you're related to us. It's our 60th episode of the podcast and we cannot be more excited that you've joined us for 60 weeks. And if it's your first time, well, actually, where have you been for 59 weeks?
They've been living life.
They've been living life and you can live life with us anytime. One Stitcher, one TuneIn, one Audio Boom and one iTunes. Anywhere you find podcasts, you'll find us. Just search Luke and Lucy FM for all previous back catalogue episodes. And there's some crackers, isn't there, Lucy?
It really is.
There really, really is.
One of my faves, the Tinder one.
The Tinder one. If you want to know what happened at the time that Lucy kind of joined Tinder and I kind of joined Tinder, then please go all the way back and search for the Tinder episode. It is excellent. Right. What is it? We start each episode with a true fact about ourselves. And a true fact about me, Luke Marsden, is for the third time this week. Let's try again. I'm getting choked up. I'm that upset over it. I'm literally joking here.
Oh, wow.
For the third time in my life this week, I failed my driving test.
Oh,
yeah.
Sad news.
Not great. Apparently going 34 twice in a 30 zone is not the best idea.
Yeah, maybe not.
Seriously, third time, Lucy. When am I going to pass?
3 points for that.
Yeah, well, I'd rather have 3 points and a licence than no licence.
Oh, fighting talk.
When am I going to pass, Lucy?
Next time. I've got my money on next time.
Fourth time lucky, potentially. Lucy Hilton, what's a true fact about you?
A true fact. I went back to yoga for the first time in a year and a half.
Oh, well, didn't you? If you want to know why Lucy previously left hot yoga, then just look on previous episodes. She did reveal that the reason basically is because she had a pervy hot yoga instructor.
Yeah, I do have a nice new yoga instructor now.
Is it a man?
Pervy.
Is it a man?
Well, I've only been once and it was a woman.
Oh, nice. Almost if she's a lesbian. Do you not mind that if she's pervy on you?
No. Not at all.
You don't. Oh, that's nice though. That's really nice. So, and how was it? Was it exactly? Are you stiff? Was your downward dog still in a good position?
See, I'm very achy now. I have to admit. Still, 3 days after, very achy, and I nearly died at the end of it.
Well, how did you nearly die?
Oh, it is so hot in there, and honestly, like you do, it's such a hard workout.
It's getting hot in here. Take off all your clothes. Seriously, don't take your clothes off, though, Lucy. This studio isn't
freezing.
It really is. Now, you might be thinking, Lucy sounds a little bit dead. She sounds like somebody has dug her up on this episode. And Lucy, why don't you reveal the reason, after you've stopped yawning, why you feel a little bit dead?
I did go watching Craig David last night.
Lucy went to watch Craig David.
It's
and
so worth it.
That's why we're doing this episode about gigs, because Lucy has been to a gig last night. Lucy, so how many songs does Craig David have? Has he got enough to fill an album?
Yeah, he's got so many albums. I'm sure he's got about 5 albums
so
now.
How many songs did he do? What time did he rock up on stage and do an hour's work?
Started about 9 o'clock. Do you know what, though? We left a little bit earlier. We left just before 11, about 10 to 11. And he was still going.
Seriously?
So, yeah. Honestly, he was so good.
Why did you leave before the end of the... Sure, you've paid. That's just like I got walking out before the film's ended.
Well, because I had to wake up at 5 a.m. this morning.
For the radio show, and yeah. You basically realised, had you had enough? What was his crescendo?
No.
What was his final song?
I don't know, I missed it. I wish I didn't. I wish I was still there right now. It was so good.
Well, what's up? Because obviously, you know, you kind of move along in it. Back in the day, Craig David was supposedly a big name, you know, like, but like, you know, I imagine there's an older audience now, because the young generation probably don't know any Craig David songs.
This is true. It was kind of a little bit of an older audience, aka me. But there was still some spring chickens in there. I suppose, like, the oldest would have been, like, late teens.
Did he fill the arena?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah,
there was no empty seats?
Yeah, no.
I find that staggering that people still care about Craig David.
Honestly, he's so good. Like, his voice just, like, melts in your mouth like chocolate.
And is he still... Well, I bet lots of things melt in his mouth. has he still got it? The Seven Days song?
He has still got it. Better than ever. Honestly, his voice is better than it is on the radio.
What, really? So he's getting better?
Oh, he's superb. I could not praise him enough.
Is this the best gig that you've ever been to? I mean, like, when did you start going to gigs?
My first one was Westlife.
Oh, wow. Back in the day.
Back in the day. It was so good.
Did they all sit on the stools?
They all sat on the stool. But yeah, probably. I can't remember now. It was so long ago. But probably they did.
And it was full of screaming girls and it was huge.
I was one of them.
And obviously the excitement for your first ever gig must be really, like, it's huge.
Oh,
I mean,
so
how
good.
Can you remember the build-up to it?
No, I was really young, but I was super excited. I've been to Lowe's, I've been to McFly, Adele.
Adele, I'm very jealous about. I mean, like, what would you say is probably the best gig? And probably the reasons why is it really depends on the artist, so it depends on the show that they put on.
I'd say the show. Like, I love the artist. Like, I've been watching Justin Bieber, I love him as an artist. However, the show was terrible.
Why?
Because obviously you're going to get people at a concert screaming because they're excited to see their idol or whatever.
All the believers, yeah.
All the believers. Justin Bieber comes on, he starts speaking and everyone's like, woo, woo, Justin. And he's like, oh my God, I can't believe you're speaking while I'm speaking. I'm just going to play a song and shut up now. And walked off the stage and, like, honestly, he was terrible.
What do you mean he walked off the stage?
He walked off the stage because he told us all to shut up.
So Justin Bieber at his own concert where people have paid £70 to £80 plus a ticket, if not a hell of a lot more, told everybody to shut up. I mean, do you not admire the audacity of that individual?
No, I don't admire anything about him. He was terrible.
So you
I think he's got serious problems.
Well, I mean, anybody with that amount of money and everything he's been through, from a Canadian street artist.
Yeah, and he was like about 12, wasn't he, when he had his first hit.
It's all gone to his head now, that's the problem. It's gone to his head and his six pack.
Gonna do a Britney.
He's clearly gonna do a Britney. Have you ever seen Britney Spears in concert?
No, I think she'd be good.
Really? I think she'd be good back in the day. I don't think she'd be that good now.
Have you never been to a concert?
Yeah, I have. In fact, well, actually, you want to know, my first ever concert was very cultured, Lucy.
Oh.
In fact, my first ever concert was when I went watching Susan Boyle in concert.
Oh, wow.
It was an opera house. It was in Manchester.
I love how you just admitted that.
It was superb. And you know what? I brought the average age of that room down.
I can imagine.
Because it was probably a lot of silver-haired, grey-haired individuals in that room.
And who did you even go with?
So I went with my Uncle Wayne. Hi, Uncle Wayne,
Hi, Uncle Wayne.
He doesn't listen to the podcast, and which he should. He's a really bad uncle. And basically, I couldn't find anybody, literally anybody, to go with me. And people
this
think it
isn't surprising.
Well, people think it's a joke. They genuinely think that I don't like Susan Boyle and I'm just taking the mic. If only they knew me. She's got 7 studio albums. She's on her 8th album this year. And honestly, 8th album this year.
Who even listens to it?
Me and loads of Americans and Japanese people. She's really big in Japan, is Susan Boyle.
Oh, okay.
And you know,
well done, Susan.
When she stood there at the end of the concert and sang the famous "I Dreamed a Dream" song, I honestly, I nearly cried, and I've not cried in about 10 years.
Are you kidding?
Honestly, I welled up, and
please
everybody stood up.
There,
and obviously, it took a while for most people to get up because obviously they got arthritis and to
one
get off
of
the seats.
Chat up lines with your girlfriend.
What would I use as a chat up line?
So I went singing Susan Boyle last night.
Yeah, it's not really a good opener, but it is very
I
much.
I don't think it's a good opener to any conversation.
Honestly, though, Lucy, I stood up there and I kind of thought to myself, you know what, that was amazing, and I've wanted to go back, but she's not touring anymore in the UK.
You should try and like get a chance to see her.
Susan, if you're listening to this right now, please come back and tour the UK. I can't afford to fly to America and see ya.
Well, you're going to New York in September.
Yeah, that's true. I might see if she's doing any gigs over. Oh yeah, that'll go down really well, my girlfriend. Hiya, forget going to Broadway. We'll have to watch Susan Boyle in concert.
I think Phoebe would love it.
I don't.
If she loves you, then she would do it for you.
That is so true, Lucy. You know, the thing is though, have you been, what is the most you've paid for any concert ticket?
Well, because this is the thing though. Honest, every very sad. Well, the only concert ticket I ever paid for was Justin Bieber, because the rest I've got is like birthday presents or Christmas presents and stuff like that. So I've never actually, apart from Justin,
but the one
paid
were,
for one.
The
oh,
one
McFly,
were,
I guess, I paid for that as well.
Basically, you paid for the one where he told you all to shut up.
Yeah, basically,
he told paying
guests. He abused us.
He did on stage, and probably some people after this did. Also, Lucy, do you know the top 20 music artists people paid to see last year? Right now, this is a list. Blink 182. Would you pay £70
oh, really?
To see them?
I do like Blink 182, but no, I don't think I like them that much to go watch them in concert. So no.
Jason Aldrin, he's a country artist. People paid £94 to see him.
Okay.
Shawn Mendes, how much would you pay to see Shawn Mendes?
I do like Shawn Mendes, but I'm not a little teeny bopper who's obsessed.
£76 is the average ticket price for Shawn Mendes. Okay. Top ticket prices go for £250, would you believe?
Was that like Drake or Justin Bieber or someone?
No, that's average ticket prices for Shawn Mendes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The average ticket's top tier price. 21 Pilots, whoever they are, average ticket for them is £100. Luke Bryn is £100. Carrie Underwood is £120. Would you pay her?
You like kind of saying names that I've never heard of.
The Cure, have you heard of them? £150.
No.
Rihanna, how much do you think an average ticket price to go watch Rihanna is?
It should be expensive. £300.
No, the average ticket price is £120. But bear in mind, £120, you probably got the nosebleed seats all the way back at the arena. You'll never get anything.
And this is what I feel about Justin Bieber. I feel like I paid a fortune when it was just before payday. I couldn't afford it. And it was rubbish.
Where did you sit?
Might as well have sat and listened to him at home.
Yeah, well, you might as well have. Was the seats any good?
Well, have you been to the MEN in Manchester?
The Manchester Arena. Yes, I have been.
So I wasn't, it was like, it wasn't the top tier, but it was one of the
dire
top of the middle.
You
tiers.
Might as well have not gone, basically.
Yeah.
You might as well have not gone. I bought my girlfriend Phoebe tickets to go watching Busted and McFarlane the Joint together at the Superband Busted, right?
That.
She didn't tell her, she was asking me to go with her. And I went with her, and I was probably the oldest person at this Busted concert.
And probably the only guy.
I was one of few guys on her. Row and the seats, I thought I'd pick really good seats, and I picked seats right at the back. I couldn't see them.
And you can't see
I can't see full stop thanks to the debilitating eye disease. And you know what, though? I thought to myself, I think it's criminal these days that they charge so much money for when basically so you can see them as little specks.
Yeah.
I think it's really bad. And I think, you know, gone are the days of £30 tickets to go watching anything. They're double that now. Coldplay, for example, it would cost you £170 to go watching Coldplay.
See, like, I was having this conversation last night. It is the majority of concerts, it is women that go watching them, isn't it? I don't know why. Men just don't seem to get involved unless they're going with the girlfriends or something.
And that's another thing, though, Lucy, right? It's not just about going to the concert, is it? You need to get some drinks at the venue.
Yeah, exactly. Snacks.
Queue up. But maybe for the entire interval, and if not longer, you have to sneak out before the interval to time it right so you miss the queue.
Oh, yeah.
And you get to the front of the till, you'll get two drinks, two packets of crisps. That's £42, please.
Yeah, exactly.
It is criminal, frankly, ticket prices at these places.
I agree.
And did I also tell you that it's not just about gigs, musical gigs, though, is it, Lucy? What about comedic gigs? Have you ever paid to see any comedy gigs?
I went to one, yeah.
And how was that?
I can't even remember it, if I'm being honest.
So that's how good it was.
It was all right.
I went watching Jason Manford.
It was funny. You enjoyed that, didn't you?
No, I didn't enjoy it because we got there and they said, these tickets aren't valid. Turns out my friend is that stupid. He'd booked tickets for the previous night's performance, so he'd missed it.
So they
were very nice about it and gave us tickets. And I went watching him, and it was around the time where he had that scandal, you know, with his wife, the sex text thing. He's been sexting somebody else.
Was
yes.
It? Like and, Vernon Keg.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Hi, Vernon, if you're listening. And basically, he wasn't that funny, and it really put me off going watching comedy performances.
Are you against the sexting?
Well, no. Well, obviously, of course I'm against sexting other people. But what I feel as though, as well, is you've got to bear in mind, you're paying to be entertained and to be laughed.
Yeah.
And I laughed very few times. I could have gone home and read a joke book and found that funnier. Have you ever bought somebody concert tickets as a present or, you know, gig tickets as a present?
I've not, you know. However, I do want to... I've got one... I know my friend really wants to go watching Lionel Richie, so I really, really? Want... I, if anyone knows if he's in concert soon, please let me know, because I want to get them as a present.
Tweet us at Luke and Lucy FM if you've ever seen Lionel Richie. Tweet us if Lionel Richie's still alive at Luke and Lucy FM. Just saying. I, you know what, though? Are you one of these friends, though, where I have a friend, Darren, who does listen to the podcast. Hi, Darren. And Darren always buys my other friend tickets for his birthday.
Oh,
or for
cute.
Gigs, you know,
nice
not all the time.
Him.
Yeah, nice. But Darren gives two tickets to, you know, give him as a present.
And he wants one of them.
And, you know, you always think, well, you know, it's polite to ask the person. I have another friend, Adam, who probably on and off listens to the podcast. And Adam, cleverly, at concerts, at performances, he's obsessed with Blood Brothers, so he's watched them about 12 times, that performance,
oh, wow.
From the same people.
Good
yeah.
Going.
Yeah, he only gives one ticket. So, happy birthday. Here's one ticket to go watching Blood Brothers.
You have to go with me.
You have to go away, and guess who's driving? It's you. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know whether or not that's the best way to give tickets as a present.
Hey, there's always someone, though, at concerts. You don't know, like, if you don't notice, it's, like, hammered.
Yeah, absolutely obliterated.
So like last night at Craig David, there was these two women in front of us, and bless them, they were having the best time, but they were
loving
so
life.
Drunk.
Thing
so
is, though,
loving life. Like one of them, the top kept riding off, and you just wanted to say to her, "Oh, babe, like please, yeah, just yeah. pull it down. Tuck I know you're enjoying yourself.
Tuck your stomach in for a bit." Oh, really?
I have to admit, I was one of those
hammered.
Was one of those people at like a concert the other year.
This is why you're hungover on this episode,
well,
Lucy.
I wasn't too bad last night. I'm a little bit hungover, but it's only because I've not had enough sleep. Like I was up at 4:30, so you've got to let me off. But yeah, so I went watching Florence and the Machine a couple of years ago with like my brother and my sister, and like my brother was sat away from us with his girlfriend, so it was just me and my sister. We were loving life. We'd gone for a few drinks before, and I don't think I'd eaten much that day, so I was quite drunk, and I was really enjoying it, but I was dying for a wee right at the end of it, and like I wasn't going, so I was like, right, no, it's near the end, I'll wait till the end. Then, but my sister was insane on me going, so I was like, okay, mind my bag, I'll go. Literally went, come out, and it had finished. Everyone was pouring out and the thing.
No.
And I was just like, oh crap, I forgot which entrance I actually came in from.
And you have to make your way for all these people who are pouring out the exit in front of you.
Didn't even know which entrance I came from. Finally got into one entrance to go back up to the scene to like find my sister. It was empty when I got in there. Everyone
Awkward.
Had came out already. So I'm thinking, well, she must have my bag. Surely she must have seen it and picked it up. So my phone was in there, everything. I couldn't even contact her. So I'm running around like the stadium, didn't know where to go. Went to the front desk and like tried to remember a number. Like couldn't remember it at first and then finally got it.
Oh,
rang
wow.
But then she wasn't even answering, so I was stressing. And then luckily, like a stroke of luck, like my brother's girlfriend found me in the midst of like
chaos and everybody exiting the arena.
Yeah, so like managed to get hold of him. She did not got my bag. So I was like, that was the second thing. It was my Mulberry bag as well.
Oh,
so
what, stressing. So somebody had stolen your bag?
Well, I thought so, but thank goodness like someone had handed it in. So like did manage to get it. However,
you know what?
It got worse. Like, do you know, remember the time I came in on the Saturday morning, so I because of the stampede of people kind of rushing out and it was on the floor, it stood all over my bag. My phone was smashed to bits,
all over your Mulberry bag and your phone as well. And that's the price you pay for Florence and Machine. The dog days are well and truly not over. They weren't then. The thing is though, Lucy, as well, you know who are very, very unhelpful at these places? Gigs, comedy tours, plays, whatever. Stewards.
Yeah? Oh my God, so unhelpful.
My eyesight's terrible. I've made no bones about that. You walk into these arenas, you show them your ticket and they go, yeah, it's down the four lefts and to the centre.
We didn't have one yesterday. There was no one even there showing us our seats. We had to find them ourselves.
And the worst bit is everybody on the row is sat down and you have to go, sorry, excuse me, sorry. I'm just sat.
And they're fuming at you.
Even more awkward is if they're sat in your seat.
Oh, God,
and you're a bit like, sorry, you're in my seat.
Move, please.
And then they've sat there with a giant hot dog and they're getting ready and they've got the pint in a plastic cup.
This was the thing. Like, luckily, we had a nice girl sat next to me, so she was putting my seat down for me as well when
I
came.
Oh, that's nice. That's really polite, yeah.
And then when we got there, though, there was no one sat in front of us until right just before Craig came on. So we were thinking, oh, buzzing. Like, we're going to be have a good little view for Craig. Like, it's going to be amazing. These two drunk girls in front of us.
You sit down, they stand up.
Literally. Like, no, they were a little bit, like, to the right. So they weren't even in front of us. But they must have known someone at that concert, because the next minute, someone had walked in. They were like, hey, love, come and sit next to us.
Oh, God.
No one sat next to us. Like, oh, my goodness. I was cringing.
Oh, dear. And, my word. Who was last year the most expensive artist to buy a ticket for?
I say Justin.
Yeah, Justin, yeah. You think so? Justin comes in at number three on this list. Justin Bieber's average ticket prices is £140.
Who was the first then?
Bruce Springsteen comes in at £200 a ticket for average ticket price. And, wait for it, someone like you, Adele, comes in at £300 an average ticket for Adele. And
surely
top tier,
was like right at the end.
Top tier, £800.
Oh, my goodness.
My girlfriend went a few years ago to Adele, and a few years later, I didn't get to go.
Went as well, and you was good.
You went, because nobody invited me, as though I didn't absolutely love Adele more than life itself. I then decided
more than Susan Boyle.
Never more than Susan. And the previous last year, I thought I'd buy tickets for Phoebe as a surprise.
Yeah.
And everyone at work was talking about how they have bought these tickets, 70-80 quid. I thought, oh, 260 quid, I can afford two tickets.
Oh, wow.
Got on there, they'd already gone up to £200 a ticket.
And you got them?
No. I realised that £200 a ticket, she wasn't worth it. No. You know, hello from the other side of financial security. That's what Adele's saying. Because I'm not being funny. I mean, that is criminal. If I was these artists, you know, they're saying, oh, you know, it's the artists want to stop this ticket toting sort of stuff. I wouldn't. Well, somebody's willing to pay £400 a ticket for me, more fool them.
But when you're already like a multi-billionaire, you don't really need it, do you?
You just want to fill the arena.
Like the poor paupers.
I've been watching a few wrestling shows, you know, where you can see the company struggling because every year the corner off more. You know, if somebody's not doing well, if they cordon off the seats and pull the curtain over the seats.
Yeah.
And yeah, it got to a point where only about maybe a quarter
just
of the arena
the
was.
Audience.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
With your little Stone Cold Steve Austin t-shirt.
The fact that you know who Stone Cold Steve Austin is, for me, is the most heartwarming point. To be honest, actually, we can end this episode, Lucy, on that note. Lucy knows who Stone Cold Steve Austin is.
I used to love Stone Cold.
I've never been watching WWE. It was a different company. I couldn't afford WWE. Was much more expensive ticket prices. Thank you so much for listening to episode 60. We hope if you're coming back from a gig right now, maybe you're popping us on in the car in your headphones, then we hope you really enjoyed your gig. And if you're thinking about going to a future gig, how about you don't spend that money and you give it us instead? We're much cheaper at Luke and Lucy FM on Twitter. And you know what is free, Lucy? Leaving a review. Free to leave a review for gigs as well, by the way. You can go on this Ticketmaster and all those other places. You can also free to leave us a 5-star iTunes review. Please do. I want to say hello to Emma and Curl as well, who's recently left us one. Thank you so much for that. We are back with episode 61 next week, Lucy, of the podcast.
We really are.
And Lucy, I think it's safe to say you need to take 3 paracetamols and get yourself home.
I cannot wait for my bed. I'm going to go and watch some Stone Cold Steve Austin YouTube videos.
Oh, my word. Can I join you? Seriously, that sounds like a really good idea.
Let's do it.
You've just listened to Luke and Lucy FM. Why not listen to it all over again? Oh, and please leave us a review on iTunes. Pretty please.
Luke and Lucy FM is part of Podnose, the UK's leading independent entertainment podcasting network. Come visit us at www.podnose.com. That's podnose.com.